Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, One Box at a Time, How to Build and Grow a Thriving Subscription Box Business is a Business and Entrepreneurship Guide by Sarah Williams. Built around the specific mechanics of launching and scaling a subscription box company, drawing on her own experience in the subscription box industry, Williams presents the model as a way to create recurring revenue while delivering a carefully curated customer experience. The book is aimed at product-based entrepreneurs who have an idea, an existing audience, or a retail business they want to adapt into a subscription offer, rather than treating subscription commerce as a vague growth trend. It focuses on the practical decisions that determine whether a box business can work in real conditions: audience selection, product curation, sourcing, manufacturing, shipping, marketing, and profitability. Its purpose is instructional rather than theoretical, making it most useful as a hands-on roadmap for readers who want to understand how a subscription business is structured from launch through ongoing operations. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, building a subscription box around a clearly defined audience. A central idea in the book is that a subscription box business cannot be built effectively without a specific audience in mind. Williams emphasizes finding and connecting with the right customers before trying to assemble products or design packaging. This matters because subscription commerce depends on repeat purchases, which require a strong sense of fit between the box and the subscriber. A broad, unfocused offer can make acquisition expensive and retention weak, while a narrower audience makes the box easier to position, market, and refine. The book treats audience definition as a strategic foundation rather than a marketing afterthought. That approach is practical because recurring revenue models rely on clarity. The seller must know who is buying, why they are subscribing, and what kind of experience they expect each month. By beginning with audience selection, the book helps entrepreneurs avoid building a box around products they like rather than products customers will continue to value. Secondly, curating products that feel intentional, not random. The book gives strong attention to curation, which is one of the main differences between a subscription box and a standard product bundle. Williams frames the box as an experience, not just a container of goods, so the selection of items has to feel coherent and purposeful. That requires more than choosing attractive products. It involves understanding how the items work together, how they match the audience, and how they create repeatable value over time. Good curation also supports retention because subscribers continue when each delivery feels worth waiting for. The book uses this idea to show why successful boxes are often built on a point of view rather than on inventory alone. This is a useful distinction for entrepreneurs because the challenge is not simply sourcing products, but designing a monthly experience that sustains interest. In that sense, curation becomes both a creative and commercial function, shaping brand identity while also influencing renewals and customer loyalty. Thirdly, sourcing, buying, and manufacturing with margins in mind. Another important section of the book focuses on the operational reality of getting products into the box. Williams addresses buying, sourcing, and manufacturing as interconnected decisions that affect quality, consistency, and profitability. This matters because subscription businesses can look profitable at the top line while losing money through poor unit economics, expensive sourcing, or mismanaged product costs. The book stands out by treating profitability from the beginning as a core operating principle rather than something to fix later. For entrepreneurs, this means every product decision has financial consequences. Product selection influences cost, cost influences pricing, and pricing influences the sustainability of the entire model. The sourcing process also affects reliability, since a recurring box business must deliver on schedule with stable inventory and manageable logistics. By stressing these practical considerations, the book shows that a subscription business is not only about creative packaging or strong branding. It also requires disciplined procurement and planning that protect margins while preserving customer value. Fourthly, using recurring revenue without ignoring retention and operations. Recurring revenue is one of the book's main attractions, but Williams presents it as something that has to be earned and maintained. Subscription models are appealing because they can reduce the pressure of one-time sales. Yet the book makes clear that recurring revenue depends on keeping customers satisfied month after month. That shifts attention to operations such as shipping, fulfillment, and customer communication, all of which influence whether subscribers stay or cancel. The book's practical value comes from showing that the business is not launched once and then left to run itself. Instead, each box must be delivered as part of a continuing service relationship. This makes the model different from simple e-commerce, where the transaction often ends after checkout. Williams frames recurring revenue as a business advantage that only works when the logistics are reliable and the customer experience remains consistent. That connection between revenue and retention gives the book a realistic view of what subscription entrepreneurship actually demands. Lastly, turning a retail or product business into a subscription-first offer. The book is especially relevant for entrepreneurs who already sell products and want to extend their business through a subscription format. Williams explains how a retail or product-based business can use a subscription box to provide a VIP-style experience for loyal customers and create a more stable revenue stream. This is a significant strategic angle because it broadens the audience beyond complete beginners. For existing business owners, the subscription model is not just a new channel, but a way to deepen customer relationships and increase lifetime value. The book suggests that a subscription box can function as a curated extension of an established brand, especially when the seller already knows which customers are most engaged. That makes the transition more about structuring an offer than inventing a business from scratch. The value of this perspective is that it shows how subscription commerce can fit into a broader product strategy, helping businesses serve their most committed customers in a more regular and intentional way. In conclusion, one box at a time will be most useful for entrepreneurs, product-based business owners, and e-commerce sellers who want a realistic guide to subscription box operations rather than a broad motivational overview. Readers who are considering their first box, as well as those trying to turn an existing product line into a recurring offer, will benefit from its focus on audience fit, product curation, sourcing, and profitability. Its main strength is that it treats the subscription box model as an operational system where customer experience, inventory choices, and financial discipline all have to work together. Compared with more general business books, it is unusually specific about the subscription format and its constraints. Compared with niche industry advice, it is presented in a step-by-step way that makes the model accessible to first-time founders. What differentiates it most is the combination of practical industry experience and a clear emphasis on building a sustainable business from the start. For readers who want to understand not just how to launch a box, but how to keep it viable, it offers focused and usable guidance. If you would like to support Sarah Williams, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.